Have any of you guys heard of Leah Thomas before? I won't judge you if you haven't. Matter of fact, Leah Thomas's own family hadn't heard of her until last year. That's because last year, Leah Thomas did not exist. She was born sometime during 2020. Leah Thomas is breaking world records, not just in swimming. She figured out a way to be born in 2020 and be 21 years old in 2021. You see, Leah Thomas was originally born in Austin, Texas. For the first 20 years of her life, she went by her birth name, Will Thomas. Last year, Will Thomas decided that he wanted to become a woman, changed his name to Leah. Now, I would assume he goes by she/her pronouns, but these days, who in the hell knows? For the purpose of this video, I'll go with female pronouns. Now, I don't care if a grown man wants to become a woman. If you want to add an extra hole to your body, go for it. Now, I don't want to pay for it. I don't want it to be subsidized by the government. But if you have the money, the resources to make the transition, and you're an adult, by all means, go for it. I'm cool with it. When it comes to children, that's a different story. Parents who allow their children to transition, hell, doctors who take them as patients, it's just wrong. Your body is already going through massive changes as a child. Kids don't have the mental capacity to make that kind of decision. The problem I have with the transgender community, I shouldn't generalize them like that. There are many people in the trans community that happen to agree with me on this. I should say, the problem I have with the woke is when they want to allow men to compete in women's sports. I don't give a shit what they say. Just because you transition into a woman doesn't mean you don't have male genetics. You know, it's funny. These people are always talking about the science. Trust the science. Listen to the science, science above all. When it comes to the Kobe, we are told to trust the science. Hell, we're not told, we are commanded to trust the science, even though they twist the science to fit their damn narrative. There used to be a time when scientists across the board were trusted, when medical professionals were trusted. What's happened is science has become politicized. And just like anything else that gets infected with politics, once you become down with the sickness, you cannot go back. So people don't just blindly trust the science anymore. At this point, I trust the mainstream media more than I trust Anthony Fauci. But my point is, these people always want us to listen to the science until it comes to transgender people. No. Don't listen to the science then. When it comes to trans people, they want you to believe some dumbass college professor who has lived in a social justice bubble for the last 30 years. For 3 years, Will Thomas was on the swim team at Penn. I'm talking about the men's team. And to his credit, he was a great swimmer. Second team, all Ivy League in three separate divisions, or whatever the hell you call it, swimming. But like I told you earlier, though, Will Thomas no longer exists. He was born again. And I don't mean he was dumped in a tub and baptized. He was born again as Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas is dominating women swimming at Penn. She is freakishly athletic. She is a man amongst women. Her latest time in the 200 freestyle would have been good enough to win her the silver medal in the 2021 NCAA championship. Her time in the 500 freestyle would have won her the bronze. Now, I bring that up because social justice warriors will point to that fact and make the claim that Leah Thomas doesn't have any advantage over biological women. This proves that trans women have no advantage over biological women. Leah Thomas isn't winning gold medals. She would only qualify for silver and bronze. Leah Thomas will agree with that assessment. Back in June, she told the Penn campus newspaper, "Being trans has not affected my ability to do this sport, and being able to continue is very rewarding." Well, no shit. I couldn't agree more. I'm sure being born a dude and competing in women's athletics has had zero negative effect on your ability to perform. I don't think you're going to get any argument from anyone there. I can't believe that feminists are standing by and allowing this to happen. Not only allowing it to happen, they support it. How in the hell can you be a feminist and support dudes competing against women? If this continues, there will be no such thing as women's sports. Will Thomas is taking the spot from a biological woman on Penn's swim team. They're not going to stop with swimming either. Let me tell you how these people operate. They start small. They start local. If little Susie wants to play football with the boys, she should be allowed to play. If pimply-faced Tommy wants to play girls softball, he should be allowed to do so. If one or two parents put up any kind of resistance, call out this bullshit, they are demonized, they're vilified, they're attacked. They're accused of being anti-gay, anti-trans, transphobic, homophobic. Take your pick of the typical bullshit woke tactics. Then they begin to elevate. Leah Thomas would be an example of that. A dude at Penn, an Ivy League school that doesn't receive attention for athletics. They allow him to compete on the women's swim team. They elevate even further, allowing men to fight women in MMA. They take it a step further, allowing that girl at Vanderbilt to be a kicker on the football team. They keep pushing and pushing and pushing. All the while, people just stand by and allow it to happen. There is no voice of reason saying that this is bullshit, this is wrong. If I'm a biological woman in the Ivy Leagues, I am refusing to compete against Leah Thomas. I'm trying to organize with other women to try to put a stop to this. I mean, after all, if Leah Thomas doesn't have opponents, she can't compete. And look, this is nothing against Leah Thomas. Fact of the matter is, the trans community is being used to further a larger agenda. The far left don't give a shit about trans people. They're just a tool in their tool belt. What they are doing, they are trying to normalize gender fluidity. Take this Leah Thomas story as an example. 2 years ago, this would have been national news. There would have been pundits on Fox News pushing against it. Talking heads in the woke media, they would be championing Leah Thomas as a hero. The bravery of this young woman being born a man and competing against women, that is heroic. She is a beacon of courage. Fast forward 2 years later, Leah Thomas doesn't even make it into the mainstream. The Daily Wire broke this story. It was picked up by The Blaze, a couple of other smaller outlets. That's it. That is it. Not one mainstream media outlet is covering this story. Why? Why? Because it's become normal. And that's been the mission all along. And it's going to continue to happen unless people start pushing back. Where are the parents at Penn? Where are the parents at other Ivy League schools who have to compete against Leah Thomas? Where the hell is the NCAA? The damn NCAA, they are supporting this. Listen to this bullshit from the NCAA. The assumption that all male-bodied people are taller, stronger, and more highly skilled in a sport than all female-bodied people is just not accurate. Bullshit. In golf, there's a reason the women's tee is 40, 50 yards in front of the men's tee. It's not sexism. It's because men are naturally stronger than women. For 100 years, there is a reason women have not been allowed to play football against men. Put a woman on an NFL field. Put her in as a running back. See what happens. Where does it end? Where does it end? Watch what I tell you. Next, they're going to allow biological men who transition to compete in women's basketball, then softball, golf, wrestling. Eventually, if the WNBA still exists at this point, a biological male will be competing in the WNBA. It will be historic. The media will claim it's progress. But what it really will be is the elimination of women's sports. Let me know what you guys think of Will Thomas becoming Leah Thomas and being allowed to compete at the college level against biological women. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.